I was only 10 or 11. I was little. I built like you, little.
And they only cost 29 cents, but I was always getting runs in them and always saying, Dad, I need a new pair of pantyhose. My dad got upset with me. That was just too much money to pay for them. But like I said, we didn't run around. We didn't drink. We didn't smoke. Now, those things, I could sit and talk about those little things happening.
We've all heard plenty of interesting stories full of adventure, life lessons, and the good old days from our grandparents. Maybe a few times too many. But have you ever stopped to truly listen to those moments in time? All these years and days spent with my grandmother, I became used to hearing the multitude of stories of her life or the life of some other distant relative. It's a shame, really, because I never truly listened. But fortunately, with a new perspective, I will thoroughly listen and enjoy these wonderful historical narratives, for one day, these tales will no longer be told. In this edition of Making Memories featuring my Grammy, you'll experience a small taste of what life was like growing up in the 50s and 60s, as well as the differences between those eras and today. I hope this segment encourages you to appreciate the stories behind your loved ones. I'm your host, Alana, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal. On a warm spring day, I took the opportunity to sit on the old ragged trailer porch with my grandmother and reminisce on her remarkable past. My grandmother's given name is Anna Lee, but I call her Grammy. She's in her late 70s, a retired home health aide, a mother of 5, and a grandmother of 12. Life seems to be changing so drastically that I wanted to know what it was like in the 50s and 60s. Talking to my Grammy, here's how she described her family.
My mother was a housewife, and my dad worked for Coppers. He was a tanker man. He loaded chemicals. There was 3 of us. I had 2 older sisters, and we're all 7 years apart.
Excited to have a grandchild talk with her, Grammy continued on about family traditions.
No family tradition other than I was 11 when my older sister got married, so it was just me and Daddy would set up the Christmas tree. He'd set the Christmas tree up, put the lights on, and then I had to decorate. And that's every year until I got married. That's how we did the Christmas holidays. My mother didn't feel good, so she didn't participate in decorating the tree.
Looking at old black and white photographs, often of kids with no shoes, I always felt they weren't financially well off. However, my Grammy explained this.
No, for me, no. At that time, it was not hard. I wish it was that ideal for the kids today. There was very little stress. Had 3 meals on the table. Father worked. Mother cleaned house. Had my friends. No, it wasn't stressful.
My Grammy grew up in a small town in West Virginia by the name of Follinsby and currently resides just 15 minutes away from her childhood home. I often hear stories about the once bustling and beautiful areas our towns used to be, and wonder, what happened? Luckily, I had the opportunity to ask my Grammy just how wonderful and full of life Follinsby was in the 50s. Although she didn't explain exactly why this West Virginia town drastically changed over the years, she did describe how today it definitely isn't the same vibrant community as you are about to hear.
Grew up in Follinsby, and at that time we were self-sufficient. We had a grocery store on every corner and a beer joint, had our post office, jewelry store, and we had a department store that you could get anything in there. Furniture, clothing, material, paints, anything you wanted, you could get it. You didn't have to leave Follinsby. And no, it's not the same today. We only have 1 grocery store, not too many beer joints. I think there's only 2 doctor's offices now. And if you want paint or material or furniture, we have alcoves that you can get furniture, but you have to leave town and go to other towns to get the other stuff.
I don't know about you, but when I think of growing up in the 50s in Follinsby, I think of happy times, good laughs, and family fun. Looking through old photos of the town, it seems so full of life with joy on every corner. My Grammy claims she had a boring childhood, where she did nothing and never really hung out with friends. However, after some thought, she recounts these activities she did that we sadly no longer have the ability to partake in around the area.
I never went out much. We had a roller rink, and I never learned to roller skate, but we'd go down and watch them. We had two theaters that we could go to the show, which we did. Almost every Saturday went to the theater. I just didn't run around and do much. Had two or three girlfriends real close by. Got together with them quite often. But other than that, no.
And if you are just now joining this Making Memories segment, I am still discussing what life looked like in the 50s with my Grammy. I'm your host, Alana, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm sure most of us had a favorite toy and a favorite TV show growing up. For me, I enjoyed what any typical young girl would. Baby dolls and anything princess related. On the other hand, for my grandmother, she wasn't your average little girl. After hearing her preferred choice of playthings and television programs, I wasn't necessarily shocked, as I know she still enjoys these today, as she describes.
I always wanted to play horses, guns, and I loved the westerns. So I had a lot of cap guns, and I had a lot of little metal horses. And for a girl, that was just an odyssey with me. And westerns. We only got two channels. We didn't have TV on all day long. We just didn't grow up that way, but westerns, and I still like the old westerns today.
Growing up with a love for all things western, it seemed only fitting to hear my Grammy discuss her favorite childhood memories. Many of us recall the excitement of visiting grandma, going to the beach for the first time, or getting a new pet. But my grandmother had the fortunate opportunity of visiting relatives in the southern part of West Virginia, or downstate as she always calls it. In a rural area of Ripley, West Virginia, she recollects the blissful moments shared between family members down on the farm. Memories she cherishes, as she explains.
I guess my favorite memory is when we would go on vacation, we'd go downstate and we'd visit all the family. And I love going to the farms, and all my dad's family lived on farms. So I love going to the farms. My one uncle had a dairy farm. I love going there and watching him milk the cows and going with my other cousins to go milk the cows. I really enjoyed the farm.
Times are constantly changing. And it seems like the activities, habits, and traditions found in the 50s have faded out in today's society. One such habit that my Grammy discusses her mother did was conserve and repurpose old empty tin cans. I'm sure the average family now wouldn't keep what they would consider useless garbage. But for her parents, who lived through the Great Depression and World War II, they found the perfect use for those precious metals.
They were very conservative. They kept everything. I have a little story about the tin can lids. In the 80s, I was helping my mother clean. And she had a lot of tin cans, cleaned out tin cans and glass jars. And I found about 50 can lids. And I asked my mother, what were we saving them for? And she said, rat holes. Because in their time, that's what they used to put, if there were a mouse or a rat came in the house, they nailed a tin lid up there so it couldn't get in. And she was saving them in case we had rats or mice again. And I said, we don't have any mice, Mom, nor do we have any rats. Can I get rid of some of them? And she said, yes, we can get rid of all but 10. She had to keep 10 of them.
In addition, with the limited amount of technology back then, I asked my grandmother how exactly she kept herself entertained, as most kids today are glued to the games and apps on their phones. Here is what she discussed that seems like an unbearable way of life for us now.
We did not have a house phone until I was 11. Very seldom got on the phone, even to call even family members. We just didn't do it back then. Games, we'd play Jack, skip ropes. My dad was always tinkering in the garage, and my biggest regret is I didn't spend more time with him in the garage, but he did teach me a few things with the hammer and screwdriver and painting.
From family traditions to evolving technology and fading towns, a lot has come and gone over the years. And of course, this world will continue to change, but it's up to us to carry the past customs into the present, to continue the stories and traditions our grandparents wouldn't want left behind. What's a world without a little slice of history and extraordinary memories? Well, I can't say for sure, but I feel there is value in everybody's life stories. Therefore, if you haven't done it yet, call your grandparents, reminisce on the past, and appreciate them and their stories by carrying it forward for future generations. That's all for this edition of Making Memories featuring my lovely Grammy. I'm your host, Alana, and you were listening to WGLZ 91.5, where we are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.